In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut One. Start your machines on one. Three, two, one.
Well, I think as we look at the process right now, particularly as they talk about budget numbers, we've seen the House offer up a number of $6 billion above baseline. We've seen the Senate offer up a number of $12 billion above baseline. So that gives us the ranges that they're working in. This decision isn't just solely at the discretion of the agriculture committees, because they also have to take into consideration input from the finance committee as well. So you get a little bit larger group that ultimately has to weigh in terms of determining what that overall number is going to be.
This is Cut Two. Start your machines on one. Three, two, one.
You know, once they come in and decide what that number is, that then at least gives them a pot of money that they've agreed to work under or to work within in terms of now crafting the policies. So at that point, they can kind of shift somewhat away from the money and start focusing on the policies that are in both the House and Senate versions of the Farm Bill and try to move forward and iron out those differences.
This is Cut Three. Start your machines on one. Three, two, one.
Biggest date still out in front of them is that March 15th date. That's the one we've known about for some time, because that was when they did the extension of the existing legislation. The short-term extension takes us out through March 15th. So that's really still the date that they're targeting, which suggests that given basically 3 weeks left until that time, you're going to have a very busy period of not only determining that number then, but then moving forward, ironing out the differences, realizing then when the conference committee does their work, it still has to go back to the House and Senate for approval and then ultimately to the president.